Hi, my name's Wee. I'm from the Ridgeway Users Group, which is a small community group that represents users of the Ridgeway, which is built on top of the Southern Outfall sewer.
Very interesting. And the question that we're asking people today is whether you have a memory of Thamesmead or an experience that has some kind of personal significance to you.
Yes. My family have lived in this area for probably 40 years now. I used to live on one end of the Ridgeway, round by Thamesmead, by Southmere Lake, and my sort of earliest memories was actually picking blackberries off the Ridgeway, from the brambles. My dad used to bring me there. We used to pick blackberries and then make blackberry lollipops, which was, you know, huge fun. I didn't actually realise it was the Ridgeway, but you know, we loved the sort of wildness of that area, and I think that's one of the things that really continues to attract me to Thamesmead. Is that sort of juxtaposition between, you know, the real wild and rough around the edges feel, and the sort of, you know, on top of the industrial heritage. So, you know, that's sort of a metaphor for what the Ridgeway is. It's basically, you know, the industrial heritage of Bazalgette, built in the 1800s. Then built on top of that is almost like a little nature reserve, a little piece of a park in the metropolis, actually. And I think, you know, the development itself, I'd really like it to sort of keep some of that rough and readiness around the edges. I think it would be a shame if, you know, we were to sort of pave everything over wipe all of that out, because I think, you know, it almost is a little essence of our history here. I guess the one thing that you could sort of use as an example, because the Ridgeway has a twin. So Bazalgette in the 1800s, he built, and people don't know this, he built two embankments. He built an embankment on the north side, and he built an embankment on the south side. And so the north side, all of that drains into the Greenway in East London. And that had a lot of money put into it from TfL and from the London Development legacy following the Olympics. And so they got this windfall of cash, and they invested it in making a cycle route and cutting down all of the, you know, all of the vegetation, and paving it over, really. And so, you know, when you look at the old pictures of the Greenway in East London, it looks like the Ridgeway now, which is really miraculous. It looks as if, you know, it was really wild back in the day, before they got all the money, and, you know, they thought, well, what we can do here, we'll just cut it down and pave it all over. And I think that would be a shame if we went the same way. So that's a sort of lesson from, you know, our twin, and from what not to do, I think. I think it would be nice to sort of, you know, if we're going to curate or really look after it, is to really think about how we can look after nature, as well as how we can build houses.
Just one final question. Are there any particular elements of wildlife that you've seen or that you enjoy seeing?
Yeah. I mean, you know, apart from the sort of, you know, the lovely plants that give us fruits like the bramberries and the apple trees that grow there, we've got a little orchard just off the Ridgeway. There are lots of sort of rare species here as well, that only live in this area because of its proximity to the river. One of the things that we should celebrate is some of those rare species that can only be found here. One of them is a wild bee called the shrill carder bee.
Shrill
carder bee, yeah, okay. Yeah. It's a protected species. It only is resident in four places in the whole of the UK, and one of them is here. So, you know, this is the importance of, you know, protecting nature in this area. It's such a fragile ecology, given its, you know, proximity to the river. You know, really rare species find it as a refuge. And I think, you know, as this opportunity to develop along the riverfront is a really, really good opportunity for us. But we shouldn't, you know, destroy some of the sort of pathways and some of the connections that nature uses to seek refuge in our metropolis. I think that it's a really good opportunity for us to preserve nature and to preserve our biodiversity in London.